Welcome to the In the Pocket edition of the Game Sports Show. In the Pocket, presented by Sports Center Bar and Grill, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best sports bar for 6 years in a row, 3 years best wings. Located on 624 Wellington Street West in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, you can follow them on Instagram, which is tagged at Sports Center SSM, or Facebook, which is tagged at Sports Center SSM. TGEM and the Game Sports Show and Sports Center have been a family for over 5 years. Sports Center is the first original home recording of the Game Sports Show Canada, and if you want to watch the game, be part of a great sports atmosphere while having delicious food, there is no better place or bar literally in town. Get there today or you may miss us or miss out on another great night from the Sioux's best sports bar. Now let's get kicked off with In the Pocket, hosted by David McCaig Jr., joined by co-hosts Justin Heichel, EJ Russell, Jamie Antonello, and Tyler Ouellette. Booyah, and it's time for the Game Sports Show. It is your host, David McCaig Jr., bringing you another edition of In the Pocket, Season 6, Episode 4. Let's bring in those who are joining yours truly here this evening. Going first to Justin Heichel. Hike, my friend, how's it going?
It's going. It's good to be back. Got a little built-up football angst I'd like to get out and some things I'd like to write about, so let's get at her.
Yes, for sure. Let's go to the other individual joining yours truly and Justin here tonight. Tyler Ouellette calling in all the way from Florida. Tyler, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good, man. Good to be back. We have a couple weeks off for good reason. And it's good to be back, man. Like you said, Hike, I have a lot to talk about with the Lions, how poor they've been. I don't even know about them anymore, man, but survived the hurricane down here, and actually it's pretty nice out right now. It's about like 75 and sunny, so getting into those cooler weather days now down here, so not like 95 every day, so it's kind of nicer now.
See, and I was going to ask you about the hurricane. We're glad that you survived it, okay? That's the first thing. But when you tell me that it's cooling down there, I'm guessing it's still 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which is still not even close to how cold Canada is going to get, and even is right now to a degree. It's quite nice, I'm sure, with some sunshine.
Right, yeah, I'm looking at, it's actually 79 right now, but that's like a cool 79, sunny, no rain today either, when I first came down here in June, it was like 95, like all day humid, so I'm kind of excited for the winter,
I'm so happy to be Canadian, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying not anything to the States or any other country, I'm just saying I do envy the hot weather all the time. I'm so jealous. And Hike, I'm sure you are. Imagine just being in the hot weather all the time. Or are you just loving it?
To be honest, I'd die.
I am, because I'm used to the UP, man. I'm used to the cold weather. So it's different.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, you'd go to, like, concerts in the spring in, like, Grand Rapids. It'd be, like, March, and you go down there, and you'd have to wear, like, T-shirt and shorts. Everyone's looking at you like, fuck's wrong with this guy? Like, I'm dying. Exactly. I am literally dying. It was minus 30 where I was. As soon as you get on the other side of the Mackinac Bridge, it's breathtaking.
Yeah, it's literally
anywhere is breathtaking.
It's a life change. But that's no offense to Canada or to Michigan, anything closer on the northern side of where it gets a little cooler. But nonetheless, it's...
We're rocking a balmy 39 degrees Fahrenheit here right now. So
hopefully it's sunny at least, though, right?
Nope. Cloudy and rainy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sunny and rainy in my backyard currently. So
it's got sun, cloud, rain, and frost starting all at the same
time.
Sounds
about right.
And it looks nice out the window right now. But you know what? We'll save the meteorologist news for the meteorologists, because this is a sports show, of course. And I just wanted to say how jealous I am, again, for Tyler being in Florida. But nonetheless, he takes the time to join myself, Hike, and one other individual who is missing this evening. EJ Russell, but again, for a good reason, and that reason is because it's his birthday. He just got married. We were unable to talk about some wedding stories on here, and we're not going to talk wedding stories unless he's here, because he'll only bring up the appropriate radio ones. But
yeah, we're just going to chill on that right now.
And moving on.
Moving on. And it's his birthday, though. So happy birthday to EJ Russell, the defending Pick'em champion, the current first place in the Pick'em, just a great guy overall. He's one of the original four horsemen with the Game Sports Show. And if you don't know what that is, just check out all the old previous clips of the Game Sports Show. It's absolutely breathtaking, in the words of Justin Heichel, for what EJ's personality was on live radio when he started back in 2018 area, or so 2017-18, around that area with the Game Sports Show. And now, of course, still with us on the Game Sports Show, he's killing it on the radio end where he's at, and he's still a part of our family and a big part of our In the Pocket segment with yours truly, Justin Tyler, and Jamie Antonello, who has now been inactive on a show for a year. He's hit the year portion, but he said that he'd like to come on shows on Live on Location. But I'm calling him out right now to say, we miss you. Get your ass back on an episode. Okay. Now, I want to get into some housekeeping items again quickly before I get into the agenda for In the Pocket. In the Pocket, which is the Game Sports Show, episode 4, season 6 of In the Pocket, absolutely amazing. Our longest running titled show next to hockey, even though Top Shelf is considered into its within its season 3 of Top Shelf, but we've been doing hockey for the same amount of time. It's just had a different title change over the few years. And speaking of Top Shelf, yours truly and Dane Hanschel had an upload on October the 25th. That was yesterday. That was Tuesday, October the 25th. Yours truly and Dane Hantro had an upload with Top Shelf talking hockey. All the things that you want to get into with chat and hockey, from TGSS updates with hockey, Vancouver Canucks, the Edmonton Oilers, the Leafs, surprising teams, predictions for each top division, top Canadian team, and even went into the Final Four. Went into a lot there. And a lot of surprising remarks, even from me. You may even be surprised about where I went, even for a spoiler who I thought the Stanley Cup final was going to be. Okay, so I want to give a little shout out to Top Shelf. We have a lot of good reactions on that show for the post. I want to make sure I plug, and I don't want to hear any chirps about hockey, because all I'm doing is plugging the show. I'm not talking hockey. I'm plugging the show that we did yesterday. So make sure you check that on thegamesportsshow.com and all podcast platforms that the Game Sports Show is available on. Apple, that's Spotify, Google, Amazon, Podtail. Lots of platforms for you to tune into. Another piece of housekeeping items I wanted to get into quickly, as discussed on the Top Shelf edition as well, with updates with the TGSS, with the Game Sports Show, that is, for the Canadian side, obviously we are resuming all active shows. We got over a handful of shows here. The only delay that we're awaiting some work on is, firstly, the Podbean page that is still on pause. I'm getting all that arranged. And also the 1400 AM edition. Yours truly has reached out. I have volunteered to lead and host that show, obviously for reasons, because this is a show that Scott and I started together, and I am still awaiting response with that. So we are waiting to see what happens there, but if our Monday show does not go on live radio, there will be other plans in place. But yours truly is waiting for feedback there, and hopefully we are back on live radio in the next coming weeks from 6 to 8 on Mondays with myself, Butch Davis, and also, fun announcement, all of the Game Sports Show family will be taking part of the 1400 AM edition. Hike didn't know that yet. Now he's probably like, shit, I might get asked a Cleveland Cavaliers question again. But the
PTSD.
PTSD for sure. Now, make sure you follow all the Game Sports Show content, but of course, we're powered by the Game Entertainment Media, the TGM Network. You can check out the TGM Network YouTube channel. All content that you require for podcasts on there. We have some new content going on there very soon. One in sports, and we're looking at education as well. That podcast platform is growing, and we have new sponsors coming on board. You'll see that with the Game Sports Show website and on the TGM platforms as well. Very exciting stuff overall. But one last thing I want to mention is, any questions with where you can find shows, anything with Podbean's weight or the 1400 edition, please don't hesitate to contact through the website, go to the contact section, or reach out to me personally. Also, I received a message today from Becky Nason, that is Scott's wife. And there is a End the Stigma with Mental Health Matters with Hiawatha Behavioral Health. They're making t-shirts, sweatshirts, and long-sleeve shirts with your choice of design. You place your order by November the 4th, 2022. All proceeds will be donated to the Chippewa County Suicide Prevention collation in loving memory of Scott Nason. The pricing of sweatshirts will be $25, long sleeve and t-shirts will be $15. You can send money over to me to send over to Becky. There's also Venmo at her account, but preferably you can go through me. Trust me, I will not keep your money. I will send it over there. It will be deposited and be going to a good cause. And of course, we miss our co-founder and vice president of TGM, Scott Nason, but want to make sure I get all those housekeeping items out of the way prior. And I only did that in about a handful of minutes. Yesterday, it took about 10, so that's a good record for me. Let's get into the agenda of In the Pocket. The agenda of In the Pocket, we're not going to talk about much of last week or previous weeks. This is our first show in well over 3 weeks. This would be, I think, episode 6 or 7. Sorry, one of the two. We took the time, obviously, as Tyler even alluded to at the beginning, for good reason due to the passing of Scott. Took some time away for a month, and now we're back at it here this week, obviously. So we're going to talk some updated news, and then we're going to go into this week, and we're going to announce our pick'ems for the week as well before we get towards the end of the show. And I might do a little plug for some local football as well in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, that is. Now, Hike, I'm going to go over to you first. I want to know what's tickling your fancy, okay? I know that you're expecting almost any day now, now that I think about it. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about football, okay? What is on your mind about football that you want to feed to our listeners?
I mean, can I start with Antonio Brown's Twitter account being my favorite thing on Sundays right now?
Yes,
like
he's
currently selling the Boomin t-shirts with him hugging Giselle, with all the proceeds going to the Fatherless Children Foundation or something like that.
I didn't know that.
I mean, like,
he's been on one, man. He's been on.
Like, it's been absolutely. I've never enjoyed someone's personal spiral into madness more than this one. This is like, I almost bought one of the shirts, and then I looked, and it's like, that's $50 US. Number one, I'm not comfortable giving Antonio Brown my credit card number. Number two, I'm not sure that he needs my $50 to get into more trouble.
It's honestly, I'm just looking over at the page right now, and seriously,
it's breathtaking.
It is literally amazing content. Okay, and when it comes to that picture with him and Giselle, my God, I can't. I literally can't. This guy is just nailing it. And is, as you mentioned, going through a downward spiral, though. Okay.
Well, could we say Boomin? He's Boomin.
Hey, man. Fire up chips. Central Michigan, baby. Central Michigan alum.
Man, ever since he took that open field hit against the Bengals, holy fuck, he has not been the same.
It's good. That's it literally had, because there's like videos of him doing interviews like before that hit. And how, like, good, like, soft-spoken he was. You know what I mean? Like, he was just so mature. And then, literally, right after that. So, I really don't know.
Literally, just a complete flip. Okay? Like, literally a complete flip is what that describes as. And now, I did not know that was a thing.
And every Sunday, it's been. And, like, the more Brady seems to struggle lately, the better it is.
Yeah, the more he feeds off that.
Literally feeds off it. And NESN, you got Twitter, you got sports outlets just absolutely feeding into this free, exciting content. Okay, check it out on Twitter. I Antonio Brown, if you don't mind, and you can send your proceeds after people from the show click over to your Twitter page over to me, though. Okay, I know you can afford it. I know you can afford a couple $5. Ty, what's on your mind?
So just one quick thing about the Lions. I'll just bring them up. I don't know what the direction they're going in, and I am not happy with their performance. I do, for some reason, think they're going to beat the Dolphins at home this week, because it'd be the most Lion thing ever to do after the weekly performances the past couple of weeks. They literally had the best offense for the first couple of weeks and the worst defense. I was like, oh, it's defensive fault. Now they have like the worst offense and the worst defense. So I don't know what's going on there. It's just kind of like hell, pretty much.
See, but it's good that you're talking Lions, because what's missing right now from our 1400 AM edition, which a lot of our local Sioux, Ontario, Sioux, Michigan, Upper UP listeners get, they get a lot of the Lions content right now from Simply Butch, from Butch Davis, right? And there's we do talk Lions on here. We talk Lions probably as much as we would talk about the Steelers, Colts, and Browns, given how all of our teams are fans of that. But we do talk every team. But definitely dive into as much as you want about the Lions. I just want to say that because the listeners are going to feed and want off that. They're craving some Lions content, so I'm loving that.
Yeah, it's just a weird situation. And the owner, Ford, she just came out saying she's defending Dan Campbell and things like that. And, like, I was all for him. The first 3 weeks were fine. And then, like, now it's like we're just going nowhere. I really don't understand. And I just don't know, man. They're 29-0 to the Patriots going by. 24. I knew they were going to win in Dallas, but 24-6, like, that's not good. They're just not putting up points now either. So it's just a weird situation. And the schedule doesn't get much easier. I mean, the Dolphins at home, Green Bay, they're going to lose. And then, like, I thought their schedule at the beginning of the year looked pretty, like, easy with the Giants and Jets. And, like, now those teams are just good out of nowhere, you know? Yep. So I don't know. They just don't have a lot of hope coming up. But it's just tough. But other than the Lions, there's one thing I wanted to get into a little bit. It's the NFC West. I think it's the most intriguing, like, what's going on now. I mean, you got the Niners. They got Christian McCaffrey. We haven't had an episode in a while. We haven't even talked about that. That's one of the biggest deals before the trade deadline almost ever, you know. And you look at these standings, man. You got Seahawks 4-3, which is the surprise of Geno Smith, you know. Then you got Rams 3-3, Niners 3-4, Cardinals 3-4. Like, this division race is going to be electric towards the end of the year, I feel like. Yeah. And Geno Smith is having a career. I mean, he's never had a year to really do this, and he's kind of balling out. So there's a lot of storylines with the NFC West. I don't know if you guys want to talk about that a little bit, but it's just like a kind of a crazy thing what they got going on there with McCaffrey coming to the Niners.
That was a shock.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I know, because that's how long we haven't been able to do a show, but it's definitely a trade that made its mark, right? You bring up the division 4-3, 3-3, 3-4, 3-4, respectively, from 1-4. That division's anyone's game. You can go down and look at the NFC South too. That's a absolute crapshoot as well. You got 3-4, 3-4, 2-5, 2-5. Anything could change in a week. You look at the NFC East, what the hell? You got 6-0, 6-1, 5-2. I thought that was the worst division going into this year, but obviously not. Look at the NFC North. The Steelers still have a chance for the division right now. So the Browns, 2-5, 2-5. Bengals 4-3, 4-3. I thought the Bengals were gonna run away with it this year. South, hey, Hike, your Colts have a shot, man. Okay, like, football this year, unless you're looking at the AFC East, the NFC East, well, I can't believe I'm saying that.
The NFC East is a fucking shit show. Oh, holy shit.
It's wild. And then the NFC North, the Vikings are pulling away right now, and the Packers are just...
But the Packers are still going to make the playoffs somehow, because I'm cursed with this. They're going to make a wild card, there's no doubt. They might win the division somehow.
The Lions are beating the Packers 100%.
I hope so. But the Packers do this every year. They'll start slow, somehow sneak in, win a playoff game, whatever. So I will never count out Aaron Rodgers just because of how bad he's done to me my whole life. But
that McCaffrey trade threw me off, though, Ty. It threw me off.
I know there was a lot of rumors. I knew the Bills were kind of high up there, too, trying to get him. And then I think the Rams were trying to get it because Akers, they're sitting him. They're trading Akers. So they don't really have a great running back, and those are teams that need it, like, to get over the hump. And yeah, the Niners are going all in. I mean, they have, like, no draft picks because of all the trades they've done. So I like that. I do like that strategy in the NFL, though. That's what the Rams did last year. Traded everyone to get – they got Stafford, they get Ramsey. You know, they're giving all these picks away to get these players. Like, if it's worth winning a ring, that doesn't happen every 10, 15 years unless you're, like, the Patriots or, like, the Chiefs. I think they're going to win a couple soon. So – I think it's all worth going all in for that one ring, in my opinion.
100% it is. 100% it is. And I'm surprised that the Bills didn't go get McCaffrey. I know they got a pretty good high-octane offense all around, but that, just imagine McCaffrey on that offense. Oh,
I just don't think the Bills' style of play would allow McCaffrey to stay healthy past two practices.
Just tough
or the fan base. Or the fan base.
Just...
Well, the Bills are just a little more freewheeling. The running backs have to block a little more. That's, you know, I like McCaffrey, but it's not really his jam. Right. You know, he's right. All flash and dash. He's not a...
And you can barely stay healthy doing that, so it's like...
And who would have thought the Seahawks would lead in the division 7 games in? Not me. Not me.
It's insane. And yeah, Geno Smith. And like now we got Kenneth Walker.
I was going to say, I'm a big Kenneth Walker fan, so I drafted him in fantasy. And I was waiting for that to pick to pay off, and it's been nice to see.
Oh,
Michigan State guy.
Yeah, I don't like State. But, no, yeah, CX running back seems like every year get banged up. So there's always going to be injuries there. But, yeah, the NFL in general has just been – it's been a shit show this year. It really – you got – because Brady comes back. Look at these – they're 3-4. Brady looks horrible. Rodgers just looked horrible. Like, it's just – and the Jets and Giants are both – the Jets are 5-2. Like, what is that? I don't know.
The NFL is a crazy place, man. Like, Brady ruined his family. Rodgers is all jacked up on cactuses. Daniel Jones looks like a great value Josh Allen. Like, yeah. It's fucking banana sandwich out there. PJ Walker is showing everybody that the XFL is the real deal.
And you got Aaron Rodgers shitting on his teammates. You got LaFleur, who's kind of backing him up because saying the truth hurts what Rodgers said. Like, listen, this Aaron Rodgers sideshow looking like Nicolas Cage earlier in the season, wearing that wife beater in the jeans, and then he's going on TV talking about the vaccination. We're not going to get into that. That's a whole nope. That's a not. We're not.
No, done. We're done with that.
We're done. But, yeah, but the thing is, you have drama that came into this year, and his.
How about we didn't even mention Russell Wilson.
The guy's doing high knees in the fucking airport.
Oh my god.
If I was one of the guys in the team, I would have got up and punched him in the face.
Broncos country?
Man, we're fucking on an airplane for 8 hours. Why are you high knee? Blow me. Go sit down.
Go talk to your wife. Go sing to your wife. She's a singer. I think his wife is Sierra.
Why don't you take your $250 million and get a private jet and let us peasants just fly on this plane?
See, I thought him going to the Broncos, like I thought that would be just a good fit all around. But if you see the way the Broncos are playing right now, there's literally nothing to...
2-5. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it's you got Russell Wilson who leaves Seattle... Okay, and Seattle is better without him right now. Geno Smith. So what I like about football is that, yes, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. You got Belichick, who is still Belichick, still arguably one of the best coaches of all time, if not the. I think he's got the resume just to have that title. But he's actually made do for a team that is not that impressive. It is that of the Patriots. He has done okay, and obviously Tom Brady goes and wins the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, but a lot of the strategic advantages in games comes from coaching, and obviously the players get the job done, but if you don't have the tools to execute certain plays, that's what's not going to make you successful. And behind the football, I think a lot of credit has to be given to Seattle's coach staff. You got...
I was just going to say, like, is it necessary? Is it even a hot take if I say Russell Wilson was a system quarterback?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not, I agree. Because
Geno Smith is looking pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as athletic. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
Russell,
he's still
a
little zonked from getting hit with a helmet back in his Jet days, but.
I remember that. But it seems like Russell Wilson is like single handedly, like, ruining his career, but he's
his reputation.
His reputation, that's better. Yeah.
So is Rodgers. So is Rodgers. Yeah. Everybody has.
And Brady isn't really helping his. I mean,
no. Roethlisberger got out at the right time. I think Roethlisberger left at the right time. Okay. No one's ever going to talk about him again. No, he lost and he left. And that's it now. I haven't heard from him or heard anything about him. Okay. I know he went to a Pittsburgh Pirates game and threw the first pitch and he threw a fucking cannon in the first pitch. Not a cannon. I shouldn't say a cannon, but usually you lob it in. Nah, he had to give it a little bit of force behind it. I think he left at the perfect time, because if he was playing right now, I'm sure he'd be having some comments. If not, he probably would be getting rocked and getting absolutely concussed and ruining his head. Okay, so he left at the good time. But guy who has been very, I don't, people may disagree, but I don't think he's been impressive at all, is Burrow. Going into this year, he's not the Burrow we saw last
year. His offensive line sucks.
Yeah.
They spent a bunch of money on that, and those guys have absolutely zero chemistry.
But he does look good. Don't get me wrong.
Figure it out.
The last
Burrow, Burrow to me looks okay. It's just he's still running for his fucking life out there.
Yeah, he won two straight, but his first game he threw what was it 5 picks, I believe, and it was to Pittsburgh. I remember that game correctly. So
yeah, this is kind of a hot take. Might not be. I don't think the Bengals are going to make it to the Super Bowl ever again with Burrow. I think they'll have success in the playoffs, but I think last year was such a flash in the pan, like crazy run. Yeah. And I really do think it's the only year they're going to make it there. And that sucks because I don't mind. I like Burrow. It's just like the Super Bowl is so hard to get to. It's to where like I just don't know how that's ever going to – like the way they got there, the run they had, it's just not going to happen again.
No,
they
Bills,
had this
too.
Momentum that was like unheard of. The playoffs were so fun last year.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally the entire league has a fucking hangover this year.
Yep. And the Bills.
Like, football was awesome. All playoffs. I don't think not one of us can pick a game that we go back to the playoffs and go, well, that sucked.
It's pretty much,
Every weekend there was banger after banger after banger. And then there were games, difference of opinions on how they ended. But, it could have been any team that made it to the Super Bowl and we were fine with it. This year it's going to be a mess.
It is. The Bills are making it to the Super Bowl. I said that. The Bills are the best team in the AFC. I don't care what anybody says. They're better than the Chiefs. I think they're –
the Chiefs, I just can't – I hope they make it to – they play in the championship again, the AFC championship. I hope that's where they get to. Because last year, obviously they didn't because Bengals made – who? Yeah, because the Bills beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, right? That's how that happened? Or was it the other way around? Wow. Am I forgetting this? It was that crazy game where they scored a ton in overtime. It went to overtime. They all complained.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs won that game, right?
I believe the Chiefs won that because wasn't that the week after the Chiefs lost to the Colts and then they played Buffalo?
The Chiefs won that game 42-36.
Okay, yeah. So it was just a shootout. Like that. Remember that last 2 minutes of that game? There was like 3-4 touchdowns. It was insane. Yeah. But – yeah, so the Chiefs, man, you just can't count him out. Mahomes is that Juju Smith-Schuster is having a year this year with the Chiefs. He leaves. Sorry about that. Leaves Pittsburgh having a solid year. I mean, it's hard not to with Mahomes, but yeah. So it's just been crazy.
Just being a football this year has just been very different. Not the usual that we recall as much with football, but. I like that banter back and forth. Everyone tickled their fancy. Talked about was tickling their fancy. Sorry, I should maybe watch how many times I say that in a show.
That's getting a little weird.
It's getting weird. The only thing that that I would mention is quote unquote one last time I was tickling my fancy, just bringing up Aaron Rodgers and just how much that is just bothering me. But one thing I did forget before we get into the pick'em, Mike Tomlin. Okay, so. I've been asked by a couple friends, and I'm not saying people are asking me about football in terms of where with Mike Tomlin. There's been no reports of this, so I don't know why people are saying it, but how long does Mike Tomlin last in Pittsburgh is what I've been asked. And let me tell you something. He ain't going anywhere. On a flight, I'll tell you. Mike Tomlin is not going anywhere. He's there this year. He's there next year, and it's the year after that. If 3 years, there's no growth, maybe we can have that conversation again. Mike Tomlin is there for the long haul. He's loved in Pittsburgh, and he loves Pittsburgh. For anybody to think that he is going anywhere after going into this year knowing he did not have a flat-out top quarterback and it's kind of a retooling year for the Steelers, trust me, Mike Tomlin's going nowhere. It is not his fault that these games that are losing. Their offense hasn't been that good. Watt goes down with injury. Do you remember what Watt won last year? The defensive player of the year. Why do you win that? Because you're fucking good defensively. So that's a big point. That's a big point. That's a couple sacks in a game right there. That changes the momentum. One sack in a game, you lose a game by a touchdown, let's say. Maybe you get that sack. Offense goes the other way. They fumble the ball. There's so many things that can happen on the defensive side of the football that makes such a big alteration in the game. Offensively, your old line can leave your quarterback out to dry and get absolutely slacked, or your quarterback can just throw picks and be an absolute shit. So you got Trubisky, you got Pickett, who've been going back and forth. The future is Pickett. That's the future of Pittsburgh, unless a free agent quarterback comes in down the road or another draft or whatever it may be. This is what we're going to see is Pickett. So you give them the weapons offensively. They don't have too many bad tools up front, but they're not great. And the defensive side of the football has been the issue. This has not been a Mike Tomlin issue. Mike Tomlin is going nowhere. So anyone disagreeing with me, please comment below, because I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy if you think he's going somewhere. He's not. He's not going anywhere.
I agree with that 100%. If the Lions had a coach that was that good for that long and they had one bad year, I would not care. I would be upset with the bad year, but it's like you said, going into this year, they really had no high expectations anyway. So yeah, I agree with that.
No, and I think honestly, if Mike Tomlin got fired, so many teams would fire their coach just to try to hire him. So,
if the Lions could hire Mike Tomlin, cool.
Yeah, well, like anyone
it's,
would want him.
Yeah, anyone, yeah.
Anyone would. We'll get to the pick'em. We talked about a lot there. I love it. It's Dave McKay, joined by Justin Heichel and Tyler Ouellette here on the Game Sports Show in the Pocket Edition, Season 6, Episode 4. 6 years, boys. Wild. But we're going to get into the pick'em. So usually what we do with the pick'em here, just to remind the listeners, since it's been a few weeks, let me remind you. Heike is going to remind you of the standings. And yes, they've changed the last 3 weeks. It's been wild. I went from fourth to second. I think Tyler went up to second. Heike has went up to second. We did so much maneuvers. Of course, EJ, spoiler alert, is still in first place. But Heike is going to talk about the standings. And then Heike is going to make his picks. I will make my picks. Then Tyler will make his. Any news or bits that we want to add to our picks, we will do so. And then that will lead us to the conclusion of today's episode, basically. So Heike, take it away.
All right, all right. I'll get into the standings here first. EJ still in first, 64 points. I'm coming up in second place, 59 points. All very close in the point range here. Dave in third with 56, and Tyler in fourth with 52.
Oh,
very,
so close.
Very consistent spacing in the points there, fellas.
Yeah, and as I said, I think I was ahead of you by 5 games in second. And then I had the one shit week. You had a killer week. Bye-bye. Right back down to third.
No, week 4, you got 12 right. Everyone else had got like 8.
Yeah, that was a big jump. And then I had a couple of shit weeks.
So, I don't know. You had like some collusion or something going on there.
Ty's kind of struggling, but you're going to get hot.
Yeah, I'm going to get hot. I'm going to get hot. Always comes back around.
Week 6 was a dagger for Ty. That was...
I think I only had like 4 or 5 one week. Yeah. And it just put me, because I was in second after like week 3 or something.
Yeah, and no, then, like you were doing okay, like 7, 9, 8, 9.
Hey, man, I'm a busy man down here. You know, I gotta.
this is week 8, right? This is actually would be episode 8 of In the Pocket. So we've missed 4 episodes. That's a lot. We've never missed that much since we've started. Obviously with good reason, but
all right. Hike. So Thursday nighter tomorrow, we actually have one probably worth watching. Baltimore and Tampa. So watch AB's Twitter tomorrow night.
Is Giselle going to be there?
Yeah, maybe on the Baltimore sideline.
With Lamar Jackson. Sorry.
Yeah, well, ew. I'm going to take the Ravens in that one. Then we got the Sunday morning. See what Russ is cooking for breakfast. Probably a Jacksonville win. Then we got Atlanta, Carolina. I'm taking the Falcons in this one. I don't know. I stared at this for longer than I should have. Carolina with the win last week. But I'm taking the Falcons. Dallas, Chicago, taking the Cowboys. I mean, Justin Fields looked okay the last couple weeks. He's maybe starting to turn around my opinion on him. But the Cowboys are uncomfortably good right now, so they get the win. I feel like I'm stealing Tyler's pick here, but I had it already. I'm taking the Lions against the Dolphins because I just don't think the Dolphins are that good. Like, the Lions are at home. Dolphins aren't great. Tua still dives with his head. So it's only a matter of time before that stops going again. I feel like I got to tippy-toe around that and not say anything inappropriate. Vikings, Arizona. I'm taking the Vikings in this one. Coming off a bye, Minnesota's just pretty good. Vegas and the Saints. I'm taking Vegas in this one. Josh Jacobs woke up finally last week, looking pretty good. Although suddenly switched to questionable in one of my pools, so I'll have to investigate that after. New England and the Jets. I'm taking the Jets in this one. Mac Jones getting the start again. Zappy getting benched after the. Well, I don't know if anyone else saw it today, but the big Twitter thing was that Mac Jones ball. He threw the interception there right before he got benched, hit the sky cam, and it changed the trajectory. He was trying to throw it out of bounds.
Read that, yeah.
Yeah, big whoop to do there. So it's no longer Zappy time. He can sit on the bench, sing Stacy's mom all he wants.
Love that video.
We got Philly, Pittsburgh. Obviously, I'm taking Philly. Philly also made a trade today. Where did I see that? Robert Quinn going to the Eagles from the Bears. Big move there for the Eagles. Loading up Tennessee, Houston, taking the Titans in this one. Houston's, I think, better than a lot of people think they are. Pierce, pretty solid. Davis Mills is okay. But Tennessee kind of looked like the real deal when I watched that Colts game last week. Indy, Washington, Ellinger versus Heinicke. I'm taking the Colts in this one because I got to support the second-year guy now, but my new quarterback. Get into the T.O. cry. San Fran and the Rams. I'm taking the Rams in this one just because the Rams are coming off a bye week and San Fran's defense all of a sudden looked terrible last week. Seattle and the Giants, which I think is probably going to be one of the games of the week right there. Taking the Giants in this one. Like I said, my great value, Josh Allen, Danny Dimes. And my early season pick to win the division, New York Giants, going to get the win. Buffalo and Green Bay, Buffalo wins. And Cincy, Cleveland, sorry, EJ, I'm taking the Bengals.
How about the tiebreakers?
Oh, we're doing that. Okay. Cincy, Cleveland, 28-24 for Cincy. Green Bay, Buffalo, 34 Buffalo, Green Bay, 21. Most points this week, I'm taking Vegas. And fewest points this week, I'm taking the Saints.
Love that. Good picks. There are some different picks. On my end, and obviously you brought up a lot of good news there for points and Danny Dimes. You did pick the Giants. So Thursday night are going with the Ravens over the Bucks, the Jags over the Broncos after Russell Wilson's breakfast, the Falcons over the Panthers, the Cowboys over the Bears, Dolphins over the Lions, sorry fellas and sorry Lions fans, Vikings over the Cardinals, Raiders over the Saints, Patriots are going to beat the Jets this week. Just to say, I think Jones is going to have a good week, and it's going to be a tight game. And for the first time on radio, I'm officially saying it, Eagles will beat my favorite Pittsburgh Steelers this week. First time I'm saying it on radio. The Eagles will beat the Steelers. Oh, it's not going to be a good game, I don't think. The Titans will beat the Texans. Colts over the Commanders. Rams over the Niners, too. I agree with you on that hike. Seahawks over the Giants. That's where we disagree, though. I think Geno Smith and being at home, got a good feeling about Seattle this week. The Bills are going to fucking thrash the Packers this week. It's going to be a joke. The Bengals over the Browns. Yes, sorry, the birthday boy, EJ Russell. Cincinnati will beat Cleveland 34-14. And Buffalo will beat Green Bay 42-7. That's the score I'm going with. The most points of the week will be the Buffalo Bills. And get this, the least points this week will be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, I said it. Not only a loss, worst points in the week, which means they're getting less than 7 points because I picked the Packers to get 7. So there's not too many numbers in between 0 and 7 after that. And no offense to Trubisky, Pickett, whoever you play, it's... This might not be a week if you're a Steeler fan, just like it might not be a season overall to enjoy. So there it is. I went against Pittsburgh on radio, and I'm very proud of myself that I finally was not biased on a pick. So yes, spoiler alert, I was biased on a few of my Steeler picks, looking for that diamond in the rough pick or just because I cheered for them. Not this week. I got to get back in the top of the standings. Tyler, what are yours?
All right, yeah, so I got Tampa taking the game against Baltimore this weekend at home, which is good. I think you guys both had Ravens. I need to get that one. I also have Jacksonville. Jacksonville is literally playing at home because I think they have a London game every year since it's been created. So this is like their home stadium. So I think they kill Russ and the Broncos. I'm taking Falcons at home against the Panthers, Cowboys at home against the Bears. I am going with the Lions. For the first couple weeks, I did the thing that you were doing, Dave, where I was picking the Steelers. Then I actually went against the Lions a couple times. I think they're going to take this one, though. It's a weird feeling about it, but I don't think the Dolphins are that great in general. I'm taking Vikings at home off the bye. I got Vegas against the Saints, taking Vegas in that one. I do think the Jets beat Mac Jones. I have the Eagles also winning. I think everyone in the country might have the Eagles winning that game. I don't know what that spread's going to be, but it's going to be high. I have the Titans taking one in Houston. I think that one's going to be closer than people think. Texans at home, especially kind of stick around in a divisional game. I think it's going to be a closer one. I have the Commanders going into Indy and taking a dub there. Honestly, boys don't really have a good reason for this one, but they're hot. They just beat Green Bay. Taylor Heineke liked them last year. Let's get it. Let's see here. And then I have the Rams at home. I think we're all on the Rams, which is probably a pretty big upset pick. It'll be a closer spread than people if the Rams are at home off the bye. But one of the games of the week, I think this is the game of the week, Giants-Seattle. Who would have thought anyone would have said that ever, actually. But I have the Giants winning this one. In Seattle, going across the country, I think they get the dub there. I also have the Bills killing the Packers. And sorry, EJ, like everyone else, I have the Bengals beating the Browns. So I have the Bengals winning 34-28. And Dave, we were very close with this. I have the Bills 42, Packers 14. So we had the same exact score. Same exact score for the Bills. And I give the Packers one more touchdown. So
that's nice of you. That's nice
of
you.
I know. I'm a nice guy. But so I have the Bills scoring the most. And I have Denver having that airport jet lag scoring the least. I think they might put up like 6 points.
Yo, I thought Russell Wilson had that problem solved. All the high knees on the plane, though.
Yeah, I think he got worse from it, honestly. Those are my picks.
What a joke. Good picks, fellas, all around. It's been a good show. A blink of an eye, 40 minutes have went by. Usually that's where our sweet spot's 30 to 45. Has it ever been? No. We usually hit an hour. So today, though, we're going to hit the sweet spot.
We're missing EJ.
We have a little. That's 20 minutes of content right there. At least 20 minutes. The only blurb I want to get into before we get into final thoughts is local football in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. People have asked me as well if that is going to have a bit more coverage this year. Yes, it will. Obviously, with given COVID the past few years and everything being adjusted, and then I also got the question about across the river with all the news that was there. I talked about that at the beginning. Everything that is good was across the river is all getting arranged in terms of content. Yes, it will happen in terms of airtime that's being worked out. But yes, to answer a lot of the questions about local football in Sault Ste. Marie, yes, we will have some love toward that. And my plan is to potentially not use it on the In the Pocket show. Our local show is Monday, right? 6 to 8. So I am thinking of doing a same agenda that was always there because you never fix something. You don't fix it if it was broken. I think I said that thing wrong. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. There we go. It came to mind. Light bulb. But it's always good to add a few things, and I have plans. So everyone stay patient with the TGSS Game Sports Show and TGM content. We got lots of plans, a lot of updates coming. But local football, to give it a little bit of love, it's all the practices have started. You know, everything's going with the practices. You've got the core football, TPW looking, tough people win. All over Instagram is that core football here in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Mr. Annett knows what he's doing. He's a fan of the show. He's a friend of the show. I'm hearing some good things about the schools here in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario this year. It's going to be a very competitive league. Very excited to get that and have it all go underway for sure. But yes, to answer everyone's question, there will be some local football love throughout on this show, but there might be some plans with connected shows as well. So that piece of housekeeping duties I saved for towards the end. This has been Dave McKeag joined by Justin Heichel, Tyler Ouellette. Justin, in the same city and country as yours truly, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Tyler Ouellette in 79 degree Fahrenheit weather in Florida, for fuck's sakes, while we freeze our ass off here in Canada.
Hey, we had a hurricane.
Yes, so very true. Very true. And EJ Russell's birthday today, co-host of the Game Sports Show in the Pocket Edition. So happy birthday to EJ. We will be back next week for In the Pocket. We'll be back to our every Wednesdays with the pre-recording uploaded by Wednesday night for your enjoyment at Thursday morning at the earliest. So all of recordings will be occurring. Justin, you and I are going back to SportsCenter on a 4 to 6 week basis, once every 4 to 6 weeks was the arrangement. So we will have a presence back again at SportsCenter on live on location. Very excited to finally get that. The last recording, Justin, that we did at SportsCenter, do you want to know what that is?
Was it not the hockey show when Jack Campbell got traded to the Leafs?
Oh, there you go. Surprised you got that. Do you remember when that was? That was 2019, before COVID.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was before COVID. That's 2020. So it's been a couple years since we've been in our main home in Sioux, Ontario. So we will be getting back there to do that. Just we don't have an official date yet, but we are aiming for November the 9th, just so you can prepare for that hike. So that is the plan. Will it occur? We will keep you updated on future editions. And for those who go to SportsCenter, you can finally see us there again and say hi and interrupt us and be like, what are you guys doing when we're talking on radio? We love that. We love when we're talking and you guys just come in and you just say, hey, what are you doing? What is this? What are you doing? I'm doing a show. What show is this? Well, first off, you should know, but I love looking back now where people just sat beside us to have a conversation and we're mid-talking on the show. It's fun. Live on location, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. Hike, I want to say thank you very much, my friend, for taking the time to come on here tonight. Until next week. And you missed Top Shelf, though, yesterday. You missed it.
Yeah, no, that was my bad. I completely forgot about it. And then I looked down and saw the message and I was balls deep in work still.
Yeah, it's okay. You're on a lot of shows here and I appreciate you taking time tonight. Tyler, calling in from Florida where you could be outside, I don't know, tanning or working out at the beach or sipping margaritas.
Couple coronas.
Right, I got some coronas going, don't worry. But yeah, appreciate it, man. Glad we're back and excited for next week.
Definitely. Now, good luck to everyone out there who is doing the betting with it. Bet safe, please. People will ask me too if we're going to do bets on the show. I have a plan for that, but I'm not going to talk about that yet either. That is for video uploads on TGM for another day when we have more time. So it's been Dave McKeag on behalf of Justin Heichel, Tyler Ouellette, the whole Game Sports Show family, the whole TGM family as well. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe on all the platforms of the Game Sports Show and TGM. TGM is available right now on YouTube, and there's a categorized podcast channel. It's very, very in its infant stage. There's going to be a lot more marketing coming out, so check it out. You don't want to miss that video content as well as the content from the Game Sports Show. Multiple shows going on at all times, and we are back and recording. It feels good to be back recording with everybody here on the Game Sports Show family and having you be a part of it. And the positive feedback, especially from yesterday and with all the tribute shows, we appreciate it. Everyone's patience, all the kind words, messages, it's been greatly appreciated. It's been nice to hear all the positive feedback in terms of yesterday's show, but ultimately respecting the space that we needed to take here on the Game Sports Show. Our next show, we have a Strike Zone edition coming up. That Strike Zone edition will be featured by yours truly and with Connor Henderson. So we will be recording that show on Thursday. It'll be the pre-recorded version. It'll be uploaded on Thursday night and ready for your enjoyment as well Thursday night, but most likely by the time of the update due to the show time schedule, you'll be able to hear it on Friday, which is the 28th. So make sure you tune into that as well. Upcoming in the next future special edition upload on the Game Sports Show with TGM. It will be with Pierre-Luc Leblanc. He was a former NHL hockey player for New Jersey Devils, Calgary Flames. Very, very tough individual he was. Very good show, that is for sure. Now, getting to the conclusion portion, again, on behalf of Justin, Tyler, and myself in the Game Sports Show, thank you for tuning in. I'm here to remind you to keep your stick on the ice, swing your bats, catch your touchdowns, drain your threes, and shoot your shots. Booyah.